Welcome to the Visit Laredo podcast, where culture, flavor, and adventure meet on the border. I am your host, Silke Hasso, and today I am joined by an exciting guest, the wonderful David Garza, who is the owner of Saludos and Print Express. We are so excited for this episode. We've been talking to him for a while. He's been one of our partners for a while now, and we can't wait. How are you, David?
Good. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a long-awaited episode, I feel.
I'm happy to be here.
No, we're happy you're here, and we're happy for everything you help us and do for us.
It's always a pleasure.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you're the owner of Saludos. You're the owner of Print Express. Tell me the story behind Saludos, how it started. I mean, it's been such a journey for you guys, I feel, because you've grown so much, and it feels like it's been like a short amount of time, but it actually hasn't, because I know you guys have been building it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
Yeah, so it all started in 2020, right?
Okay.
So pandemic time. I needed a new hobby. So I picked up a few things, right? So I started biking all over the city. I would do like 20 miles. I would go from my house all the way to...
My God.
Yeah, it was crazy. I would go from like my house all the way to the river down here, like by your office.
Jesus.
And then back to my house. Like it was crazy. And then I was like, all right, I need something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
I started picking up brewing beer because I've always had a passion for it. I was always the guy at the barbecues bringing the weird beers,
your own stuff, not
my own stuff, but like the stuff that people
didn't know about that you bought.
Yeah,
I get you.
Everybody would be bringing the big brand stuff, and I would be bringing the small microbrewery stuff.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
So I was always that guy,
uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, I loved Cultura Beer Garden. Shout out to those guys.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, Val and Chris. And
yes,
Kendra.
Yeah, they were actually a huge influence about getting it all started. But mm-hmm. Anyway, I picked up that hobby. It started in the kitchen, and it kind of dawned on me. My wife and I were like, you know what? We see an opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
We should definitely give this a shot. In our building where Print Express is at, we had a vacant suite where we're currently located, and we explored a bunch of different places, since my family owns that building, it was like a no-brainer. You know, the rent is going to be pretty cheap. We can work out a pretty good deal with my dad and all this good stuff, and we're like, let's give it a shot. I think that was around November 2020 when we officially decided on we're gonna do this thing. And we came up with the name, and the way it came up, we had a bunch of different names. I can't remember them all, but I woke up maybe like at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Just, oh, those are the best kind of ideas.
Yeah, I couldn't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, I know the perfect name. Yeah. I know the perfect name, because I wanted something that was recognizable in Spanish and in English.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it to be a Spanish name, right? Like,
yeah.
So Saludos.
Right.
It was the easiest thing that can be recognized on English or Spanish. So it just kind of went from the kitchen. Wife got tired of the mess.
She's like, I need you out of here like ASAP.
Yeah. It went from the kitchen to the garage where I kind of upgraded to a larger brewing system.
Mm.
In that house too, it was a 2-car garage. And the previous owners had converted half of the garage into a bar. So
wow.
The other half you could park a car, but mm-hmm. the other half I turned it into like my small brewery, my home brewery. You know, pandemic time, bars, restaurants, limited capacity, whatever it was, right? Well, my neighbors knew what was happening. They knew what we were doing, what the plans were. So whenever they saw the garage door open, they're like,
it's time.
Yeah. They're like, okay, David's little brewery is open right now. Let's go hang out.
That's so cute.
Let's go try his beers. And that's what, you know, that's where that started.
Mm-hmm.
So while all the renovations were happening at the building, which took a while, it used to look like an office just like this. We gutted everything out.
I mean,
yeah. In right now that we're approaching June, it's pretty cool. I was recently looking at photos. This was 2021. So, 4 years ago.
I know. Yeah. Wow, isn't that wild?
So that's when we started breaking walls down. So January 1st is when we officially said, we're taking this spot. We're going to do this here. We went through the permits, the process through the city. It took a few months to go through all the you know, the red tapes and all that stuff.
Sure.
And then when we finally broke the first wall in the building was probably late May or early June. We officially opened our doors for business November 2022.
Okay.
Yeah, 2022. Yeah. So it took a while.
Yeah.
It took a while. Aside from getting our permits, which was a whole other story. I mean, that was not easy. It was not fun. And for anybody wanting to start a business, I really hope it goes easy for you guys, like getting those permits. I really do.
Oh, gosh. I mean, when it comes to permits and cities and local businesses I've talked to, and this is why I wanted you here, actually, it's hard because they don't understand how much you have to go through when it comes to that, and how much patience and how much you have to wait, and how much it's like, no, do this, no, do that, yes, but no. Mm-hmm. So,
And I had a real big benefit because during that time, we didn't have to pay rent, right? So what I was thinking the whole time is like, man, if we had signed a lease somewhere, would I be paying rent all these months while I was waiting for these permits?
Probably.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that was definitely not in the budget. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we benefited from that. But anyway, that was a whole other story. During that same time, there was also shipping delays. I'm pretty sure you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Stainless steel, which all our tanks are made out of, was also in short supply and high demand. So
everyone wanted to do beer.
I mean, I don't know that everybody wanted to do beer, but it was just really expensive and really hard to get. And it did take a lot longer than anticipated. Mm-hmm. The equipment was supposed to be like 3 to 6 months or something like that. It ended up taking almost a year before it got delivered. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. It was quite a bit. So that's that.
That's that.
Yeah. I remember putting out a short little post just kind of explaining to the public, and we made fun with it. Like, it was kind of entertaining and funny, I think. And it got a lot of reaction because we were already on social media, just kind of like hinting it out there, like, hey, we're working on it. Like, it's not our fault. People were kind of laughing and like, oh, the city and oh, the electric company and the shipping people. And it's like, yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Like, it's not our fault. Like, we're doing everything we can.
Yeah.
But yeah, as soon as we opened our first day, it was amazing to see. We just had put a small little post like, hey, you can come pick up beer to go. People showed up.
That's how you started with like beer to go? That's how it began?
That's how it was supposed to be.
Okay.
It was literally like that first day, that first evening, it was like, hey, we're just going to be open for a couple hours. You can come pick up a couple six packs and take it home if you'd like. And people showed up and they're like, can we just stay here and have like some beer and just hang out? And me just being, you know, who I am, I was just like, of course. Yes.
Please do.
Absolutely. Like there's tables, there's chairs. We've got beer. Like, please, by all means, you can take beer to go, but you can also stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up staying there till midnight, which is where we have to close. Mm-hmm. And we did it the following day and the following. And then from that point, we're just like, you know what? We're open.
Yeah.
We're open for business.
That's awesome.
At that time, we only had five styles of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have like 20 plus.
Which is insane. And you guys keep them coming.
I mean, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. It's interesting. I think something that I like about you guys is that you are very unique when it comes to your ideas. And I do believe it's because of you and, like you said, your wife who come up with these brilliant ideas. But you don't really see that a lot in small cities, and you don't really see that a lot in these small communities where there's such excitement for it. And I know there's excitement for it because we get messages saying like, oh, do you know where I can buy this? Or do you know where I can buy this? And we've gotten people to asking us, do you know if Saludos beer sells in stores? So I think that's something super cool that you guys do, where it's you come up with these new innovations on a daily basis, or not daily basis, but you know what I mean. And it's brilliant how you come up with that. Like, how does your mind say, like, I want this, this, and this in a
beer or
beer,
in a product?
In a new concoction.
Yeah. Well, before we opened, like I had mentioned, I mean, I loved beer. So, I mean, I tried tons of different styles. And even before we opened, as we were waiting on permits and as the ideas were still coming, my wife and I were visiting tons of breweries throughout Texas and even throughout the country. So we probably, I want to say we probably within that year visited at least 50 different breweries in Texas, Colorado, and California.
Wow.
And we took all the ideas that we liked mm-hmm. and all the ideas that we didn't like from all the places. And we're like, we're going to like
merge them.
Yeah. Merge them into our little space and make it our own. The environment, right? So that was one of them, but also the product more than anything. And then from that point, it just kind of tumbleweed into like where we're at now.
Yeah.
So as we're still going to Austin, we go to Austin often.
Yeah, Austin. I feel like Austin's like craft central.
It is. Yeah. it has turned into like craft beer, like capital of mm-hmm. the country, or if at least for like South Central of the country. We go and visit these places and still bring some of those ideas back to Laredo because that's what we want.
Right.
And at the time, we thought, okay, if we want something like this every time we go to Austin and mm-hmm. and we are hearing all this from people that are around us, it's like, we should bring this to our little place. Let's see what happens. Let's see what kind of reaction we get. When it comes to the products, the different flavors and different ideas, my wife is the one who does all the compliance stuff. So she's always like, another one? Now I got to go through like TABC and get the approvals and all mm-hmm. this stuff. I'm like, okay, so what?
let's just do it.
And it's just like, if it works, cool. If it doesn't work, well, then we just won't do it again.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's really nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's been.
What do you think, or rather, why do you think it's so important to have these like small local businesses in Laredo, especially because a lot of people are afraid to create their own local businesses, right? Because they're like, oh, like I'm scared it's going to fail or I'm scared that it's not going to go well. Why do you think it's so important to have these kind of businesses like you? And what's your experience, you know, because was there hesitation when it came to building Saludos, you know?
Well, I think for anybody who's thinking, what if it fails? Well, what if it succeeds?
Right.
And that's what I always think. I never think, what if it fails? I always think, what if it succeeds?
Yeah.
And
mom used to tell me that all the time. She's like, what if it works out?
I'm always, always optimistic. And not just that, but if you're afraid of failing, well, then you also have the opportunity in between that time of your beginning and the time of where you're possibly not doing so well to figure it out. During that time is where you can really determine whether you're going to succeed or fail. Honestly, like I took over Prince Express, right? Mm-hmm. So my dad started this business in the 80s and I took over in 2019 when he retired. So it was already a successful business. So I didn't have to start it from the bottom like he did. He started it in the garage just like I did with Saludos. So I got to see the struggles that he did starting a business from nothing and seeing the financials, you know, going good and then going bad and then just kind of doing the ups and downs.
Yeah.
Until I can finally find a balance of like, okay, here's the financials. And because that's really what it comes down to. Here's the financials. Here's where we can stay, you know, business can stay afloat. We can keep our employees paid because that's really the most important part, in my opinion. Keep them paid, keep the lights on, keep customers happy, and keep business rolling. And we've been able to do that. And year one was good. Year two was better. Year three is looking even better. We already know, we've heard this from people, we need a bigger place. Like
that was my next question. I was like, so what are you planning on a second location? I know, especially for, you know, visitors, because we get questions, like you said, Austin, right? Austin gets a million visitors a year mm-hmm. because of their craft central or beer central. Is that like one of your goals to have visitors being like, okay, I'm on a craft, you know, road trip. Let me hit up Saludos because I heard it's a good place to mm-hmm. go to.
Yeah. It was something that we thought of too, because the location is kind of, it's kind of like tucked in its own place, mm-hmm. which in my opinion, adds its own character.
Yeah.
Which is something that I really liked. But we know the parking can be difficult. We know it can get tight inside. We had to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And now we knew the first night that we had like our busy night, which was soon after we opened our first, the doors for the first time. It's like, okay, yeah.
This is something.
Yeah.
I have chills like that.
We knew it was like, okay, we should probably start thinking of the future. You know, we weren't ready for it then, but we should start thinking ahead, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hopefully we'll be moving sometime soon.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like you have a place, but you're like, I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to jinx it or curse it, which is fine. Keep it to yourself. It's good. If you want to. But that's good. I mean, I think you have to have that kind of mentality as a business owner, that you're always thinking a year ahead or 2 years ahead. I mean, we do this here at the office all the time. We're in May, but in our heads, we're in October.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're always moving. There's always something new. So as a business owner, you're always like, okay, what can I do better to make the business even better?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The business better, and also to make the experience for the patron to mm-hmm. enjoy themselves more. I always tell staff, and I always tell my wife, like, these little small details really make a big difference. You know, if we get another place with better parking, that little tiny detail of better parking mm-hmm. goes a long way. My wife is all about lighting inside. You've been inside the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
The lighting is usually dim and like comforting. It makes a difference. The small little details that maybe you may have or may not have picked up on. But all these little things, they really go a long way. And they're things that we think of that maybe not everybody will think of at the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's good. That, like I said, that's a good mentality to have. And something that I love about you guys is that you're very active in the community. You're always looking for your next event, which, I mean, you had, like, when we had the Selena Quintanilla thing, you guys had the Selena Quintanilla, which I think is brilliant. You know, you're merging into that. How does that help you as a business, you know, being very active in the community and following that and being like, hey, well, we have something new coming up, you know?
Well, from the beginning, it was always about community.
Okay.
That's cute. Always. Like, the breweries that we went to all over Texas, the ones that stood out the most to us were the ones that involved community. So when we would go to these small breweries that had like local markets outside, what is that? Community.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. I loved it. If they had a mural outside that said, like, you know, greetings from Austin or San Antonio or whatever it is, I loved it. So what did we do? We put Saludos from Laredo
mm-hmm.
outside. Whenever there's events happening around the city, it's like, okay, we should do the same.
Yeah.
Let's jump on that train with everybody else too. And thank you too, because you guys are like the trendsetters, really. So whenever you guys are putting something out, it's like, okay, you know,
let's follow it.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's going to be out doing the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. let's participate in it. And people do show out. They come up and we have fun doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually when my wife and I are there hanging out too and helping staff also. We have a lot of fun.
I feel like that's what you need to actually enjoy your business, because you see a lot of business owners who like are not like, it succeeds, right? It's great. And they kind of take a step back and they're like, it'll be fine. Okay, my other project.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel you always have to be involved and always have that little spot in your heart for it and keep on building on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very difficult at times. What would you say to people who are planning a trip to Laredo to come visit you? How would you convince them? What makes you different from other places?
That's a good question.
Ah, caught you off guard.
Well, I think for one, there's a lot of great local bars and restaurants in town. There's plenty of them. And we're always going to them. No offense to like the franchise businesses, but we hardly ever go eat lunch at them or dinner at them if we're going to go on a date night.
Mm-hmm.
So for being a local place, I would say that's one thing for sure. You're not going to get that at like Chili's, right? So
no triple dippers for you guys. Yeah,
you're not going to get like the local vibe at Applebee's or Carino's or something like that. Mm-hmm. So why would you want to come to Saludos if you're visiting? Well, that would be one. You're going to get the cultural influences there for sure, mm-hmm. especially if you're coming like on a Friday or Saturday where we're going to have some live music mm-hmm. potentially. I would say the second part, where some of these local restaurants in particular make really good local dishes and they specialize in that. Well, we're doing the same thing, but rather than food, it's in beer. Mm-hmm. And there's really nobody else doing that here.
Right.
So that would be the second. And there is plans for other things that hopefully we'll get into. Mm-hmm. And there'll be even more reason you would want to come and visit the brewery.
Heck yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm excited for you guys. What's one flavor that you recommend that is a flavor? Yeah, flavor. Mm-hmm. What flavor beer do you recommend that is a must try for not even for visitors, for locals too, that you're like, this is what we're known for?
Well, our most popular is our, we call it the Tex-Mex. Yes. And it's, we spell it T-X-M-X, but it's Tex-Mex, mm-hmm. Mexican style lager. It's our top selling beer. It is, it's probably the easiest drinking beer. Usually people will try it, and if they like Mexican style lagers, they're hooked on it right away. That would be our number one. Our number two, we named it La Sancha.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They have funny names.
I know, but that makes it you guys. That's what makes you guys. Like.
That one is, it's a fruited beer. It's a passion fruit, orange, and guava beer.
Oh, whoa.
So it's actually the Mexican style lager base with the fruit addition. So it's got a very subtle sweetness to it. It's not overly sweet by no means, but it's very refreshing. That's probably like our top, or like our second top seller. Three is kind of sporadic. Everything after that is like, we have another light beer. We call it Amigo. It's a Kolsch style beer. It's also really popular. We sell a lot of that also. Just another light beer. I always tell people for that, it's like a golf beer. Like you go and play golf. Like that would be a good one. You drink it ice cold while it's hot and you're playing golf. Or you're by the pool. That's also pretty good. If you're into IPAs, we have three. Our top-selling IPA is our Juguito, which is a juicy IPA, mm-hmm. Also hazy IPA. That one's really refreshing. I mean, I love it. It's got grapefruit notes to it. It's bitter, like an IPA should be, but not overly bitter. Mm-hmm. Our other IPA is a Smash IPA. Smash is an acronym for single malt and single hop. We have a double IPA. That one's got a pretty fun story I want to share.
Okay, go for it.
This one is a really special one for me. One of our first nights that we opened, there's another local business who just opened recently, maybe about a year ago, Low Point Barbecue. So the owner, Mark Solis, he was coming by on our soft opening nights, probably almost every night. And I remember his first order. I remember meeting him and we became friends like instantly. And he always told me, he always says, Guy, he's like, Guy, you got to brew a double IPA one of these days, and you had to make it like 8 or 9% ABV, and you got to name it No Pasa Nada. And I was like, okay.
I can feel the hangover.
I was like, all right, man, like one day we'll get around to it. And one day passed, and we was like, all right, you know what, we're going to do it. And we named it No Pasa Nada. Uh-huh. On behalf of Mark.
Right, on behalf of Mark.
Low Point Barbecue.
Well, thank you for that, Mark. Yeah. Well, thank you for the...
Yeah, shout out Low Point Barbecue.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the hangovers for the next day, Mark. Appreciate that. I'm kidding.
Yeah, if you're going to go out to the brewery, definitely try out the Tex-Mex Mexican Lager and La Sancha Pog Ale.
Nice.
Yeah, and if you're into IPAs, try the Juguito.
There you go.
Pretty good.
Or the no pasa nada.
Or the no pasa nada. If you're brave enough. If you're brave enough, yeah.
And if you like the taste. I know IPAs are very, it's an acquired taste. Mm-hmm. I personally love IPAs. I love the bitterness of mm-hmm. them. And Austin like is full of IPAs.
Right.
So that's awesome that you guys have that.
Yeah, I always tell people, it's like if you're going to the brewery, we got like 20 taps, right? We got mm-hmm. like 20 different beers. You're going to find one that you like.
Yeah.
And if IPAs are not for you, we've got, you know, 19 others you can choose from. So mm-hmm. there's going to be one.
There you go.
Yeah, at Perfect. Least.
Yeah. Where do you see Saludos in 5 years?
I see, well, you know that we're making sodas mm-hmm. now. We just started doing that maybe about 2 months ago. And that's going pretty good.
That's awesome. For my non-drinkers, you heard it here. They're sodas as well.
They're really good. Our root beer is fantastic. Mm. I love it. And I'm trying really hard to be non-biased here, but it is pretty good.
Okay.
We have a vanilla cream soda also. We're making a bunch of different flavored sodas. So I think there's other opportunities for us. Possibly getting into the distillery business, so making possibly rum, vodka,
whoa,
or whiskey. We have the equipment to manufacture just about any kind of beverage that mm-hmm. we want: flavored water, carbonated, non-carbonated sodas, even kombucha. I don't know if you like kombucha. Mm-hmm. I like kombucha. We can, with the equipment that we have, we're able to do that too. So I see Saludos Brewing possibly converting into Saludos Beverage Company.
Whoa.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like that.
And that's what I see.
That's your vision.
Yes, well, it is.
Hopefully, I can see it too with everything you guys are doing. So I see that, which is very exciting for you guys.
That's what we're working for.
Yeah, we'll cross our fingers for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
What's next is a quick fire round. You know, where can we find you? What, I guess, what your favorite beer is so they can try, and where you're located and all that good stuff.
Right. So you were asking earlier about where the beer can be purchased.
Mm-hmm.
So not only can you buy the beer at the brewery would be the best place to get like the most selection for beer to go, but we are also at HEB Plus
mm-hmm.
and HEB on Delmar McPherson and HEB on Carlton Road. So we're at those HEBs here locally. The best selection at HEB is going to be at HEB Plus. So if you're shopping at HEB, you can pick us up there. I think HEB Plus even has us in individual cans, so you can even build a mix match six pack there if that's what you want to do.
Oh, that's awesome. Is that something, sorry to interrupt, is that something you guys want to do, like expand to HEBs all across Texas?
At some point, probably,
yeah,
maybe.
That's yeah, that's awesome.
It's a lot of work.
I know. I remember Siete started doing that and then they like blew up. So I'm like,
It's a lot of work.
Opportunity.
We need to get a bigger place first.
Right.
So we can manufacture and store more beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Aside from the HEB stores, we're in plenty of local bars and restaurants too, primarily on draft. And if you don't find us there, please ask for us. Hopefully they'll reach out. Or right. Or you could even reach out to us directly on social media. We're pretty active on Instagram and Facebook. So if you send us a DM, it's usually it is coming straight to me or my wife, Samantha. We're the ones answering all of the messages. Mm-hmm. It's not some AI robot or something or some stranger. You know, it is us.
Yeah.
So any questions you have or suggestions or you want to see something new, you know, you can send us a DM and it's coming straight to the owners.
Right.
It's coming straight to us. So
that's awesome. Where are you located?
We're at 4820 McPherson, just like a block or two south of Carlton Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's beautiful, and you see it right away because you see that beautiful sign you guys have outside, your beautiful mural. Oh, so, yeah. Who drew your mural, by the way?
Sandra Gonzalez and Malachi McKinney, I think is his last name. I think Sandra is from Laredo.
Okay.
I think she may have done some murals for y'all, actually. So when we saw your page back in 2020 or 2021, we reached out to her, and she was nice enough to accept the job.
Yeah.
And they did a killer.
They did phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, it's your brand, basically. I mean, everyone recognizes you by the mural, and they go and take pictures. When I always go, there's always people taking pictures there. And we always take like out of towners to saludos too, when they come visit us, or we have like business conferences here. We always take them. They're like, can we take a picture with the sign? Please, like, tag them. So it's pretty unique.
Yeah.
Pretty unique thing.
So yeah, they're the artists.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try to keep it local there too. So everything that we're trying to do is local. So as much as possible, even as far as, the grains that we use afterwards, that's another pretty fun fact. All the grains that we use for the beer when they're done, we actually donate all of that to a local farm here. You guys probably know of them, La Gorra Azul.
Oh, yeah.
So they come and pick it up. It's usually about 300 plus pounds of grains, and they feed it to their cattle and their chickens and stuff. And in return, every once in a while, whenever we're going to brew one of our beers, it's a honey kolsch, they'll give us honey so we can use it for our beer.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So they'll get like, you know, thousands and thousands of pounds of grains through the year or even through the month.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, we'll get, you know, 10 or 20 pounds of honey and make one of our honey kolsch beers.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's cool that you utilize like local businesses and local places to help you guys help them and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's one of the reasons I feel like you guys have been doing very well, because you're not afraid to say that, and you're not afraid to be bold, you know. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here, David. We really appreciate it. We wish you nothing but success in the future, and hopefully we do get that name change soon, and we get another location, like you said, and wish you so many blessings. Thank you so much to everyone listening. My name is Silke Hassel. I will put down below Saludos' information so you guys can have their social media and all their info. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter under Visit Laredo, and we will see you again next time. Thank you so much.